This podcast is from Morning English.
Regardless.
Idolize someone. The toast of the top does not mean above.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Hello everyone, 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Winter, what's the most recent book you've been reading?
Becoming.
Becoming. That's Michelle Obama's book?
Yeah, the bestseller.
Ah.
Yeah, she's a role model for women all over the world.
Yeah, so we're talking role models and admiration for people today.
是的，我们今天啊，其实就是要来讲一讲呢，我们非常崇拜某个人，或者是把某个人啊当做自己的这个榜样、领路人，这个呢用英文应该怎么样来表达？今天的这些节目内容呢，我们也都会把它整理成文字版的笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信来搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, well, when we're talking about this topic, you can never skip the word admiration. Admiration.
Right, admiration, admiration, 崇拜、佩服 admiration.
I have great admiration for her.
We were all filled with unfeigned admiration for her achievements.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
Have admiration. Be filled with admiration.
Right. Admiration. 这是一个名词嘛。所以我们用到的固定搭配经常是说、我非常崇拜就是 I have admiration. 或者是呢 I am filled with admiration.
Yes. Now, the one thing is the word,、is the verb、
mm-hmm.
to admire.One thing I want to mention is that many, many Chinese students, they make the mistake of, say, of saying, I very admire. Now, this is wrong. This is like saying, I very like.
Okay.
You must say, I admire greatly.
Can I say, I admire somebody very much?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, it's the same way that you would use like.
Okay. I admire somebody very much. I admire somebody...Greatly.
Yes.
We have a similar one. It's using the word regard. Regard.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
Regard means to have great respect、for someone. You know, it's another word that you can use instead of、admire.、
Mm-hmm. Regard 是这个尊重、尊敬、敬佩的意思。所以它某程度上啊，很像 admiration.、
Yeah.
所以呢，我们可以用它就是 replace admiration.
That's right. That's、
mm-hmm.
right.
For example,I had great regard for her abilities. 就是我非常敬佩啊她的这个能力。
That's right. This is the direct way of saying that you have a lot of respect for someone.
Yeah.
Now, another way of expressing this feeling of respect that you can say is to idolize someone.
Idolize someone. Idolize someone. 就是把某个人啊奉为你的这个 idol, 你的这个偶像。
That's right.、Mm-hmm. Now, a difference between admire, you know, have admiration for and regard for someone and idolize is that when we say we idolize someone, it means that we believe that they are what we want to be. We aspire to be just like this person.
Idolize.
Yes.
就是我们想要成为这样的人。
Yes,、mm-hmm. my idol, right?
Okay.、
Mm-hmm. Now, for example,、you know Taylor Swift, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, she's a pop star that's idolized by millions of girls. Well, I guess some not girls around the world.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is a pop star idolized by millions of fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while young people all over the world idolize Taylor Swift, parents don't really think Taylor Swift is a good role model for their children.
Because of her sexual life?
Well, because of, it's public. Like, everybody knows about her sexual life.
Okay, okay. Then who do you think is a great role model for young girls in the United States?
Well, you're reading her book now.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. I think Michelle Obama's grace and class while she was the First Lady of the United States showed she was a fantastic role model for young girls all around the world.
Yeah, Colin 讲的这个 role model 就是楷模、行为榜样。当然在 parents 啊，在长辈的眼里面啊，就是这个娱乐明星一般都不能称之为 role model.
Right. Look, we may, as young people, want to be like a superstar or a very beautiful actress or handsome man or have many girlfriends or boyfriends or lots and lots of money. But a role model is a person that most people believe lives life in the right way, is kind, is generous.
Mm-hmm.
This is a role model, like Michelle Obama.
Yep. And I heard that there is a way of showing admiration for someone by calling them a piece of bread.
Yeah, not bread, toast. Okay, yes, toast means 烤面包, but here,
the toast of the town.
Yes, the toast of the town does not mean the city's bread, okay?
Yeah.
The toast of the town, I think listeners have seen this in old movies, or not even old movies, but where there's maybe a wedding or a big party, and someone raises their glass and taps it with a spoon.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, to get everybody's attention. And then they say, I'd like to give a toast to the bride and the groom. And maybe they say some lovely words, and everybody says, to the groom, to the bride, yay!
Toast 其实就是这个祝酒词。
That's right, that's right. Now, that's the toast of that wedding. If you're the toast of the town, well, that's everybody.Right?
啊，就是每个人都为你欢呼。
That's right. That's right.
就是奉你为偶像，每个人都为你欢呼，为你鼓掌。
Right.
Yep. When Yao Ming returned to China after becoming a superstar player in the NBA, he was the toast of the town.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And when the Chinese women's volleyball team won the championship, they were the toast of the town.
啊，对对对，还有女排的姑娘们哈。
That's right.
但是大家注意了，我们如果说一群人，比方说女排这个队伍，我们还是用 the toast of the town. Toast 不要加上 s， 是 they were the toast.Of the town. 不能够把它说成 they were the toasts of the town.
That's right. That's right.、
Mm-hmm.
And another way we can show our admiration is to treat the other person higher than ourselves.
我知道你说那种就是跪舔。可能没那么夸张了，但是是这个意思。
Yeah, similar, but not that strong.、
Mm-hmm.
When I say、higher than somebody, it's like the king and the queen are on a...pedestal above、the rest of the people.、
Mm-hmm. Pedestal, pedestal, P-E-D-E-S-T-A-L. 这个词呢是指那个雕塑，大家都看到、外面做那个雕塑，它会有一个底座，有一个基座。
Yes.
对，或者是像 Colin 刚刚举的例子，国王、王后他们会坐得高高的嘛，那个高台、那个位置啊，那个底座就叫做 pedestal.
That's right. That's、
mm-hmm. right. So we put somebody or place somebody
on a pedestal.
Yeah.
So, we might say, I think their marriage will be very successful because, you know, he puts her on a pedestal.
啊，就是说，这个男生就是把这个女孩子啊捧得高高的，捧在手心上。
Yeah, he treats her very well. He treats her with respect.
Mm-hmm, like a princess.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 就是捧在手心里，捧得高高的 right?
Yeah.Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we can also use this one in a disproving way.
Yes, yeah. It can be a bit of a negative. If you're always putting someone on a pedestal, then they're not being、treated equally.、Right?
Yeah. 所以就是说 to put somebody or place somebody on the pedestal, 就是把某人啊奉上神坛，就是认为他是一个完美无缺的人。Right?
Right.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all for today.
Yeah, 我们今天的这些短语呢也都整理成了文字版的中英文对照笔记放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版的笔记了。
Well, thanks everybody for joining us today on Morning English. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next time.
See you. Idolize.
When you should idolize, this is my final goodbye. But if I ever hurt you, I truly apologize.
I wish I was dead. Cold. I wish I was dead.
It's prolific. Just listen.
I wish I was dead. Cold. I wish I was dead.
Wake up every day and it just feels repetitive. Think I need to chill, I think I need a sedative. I think depression's hitting me, I think it's finally setting in. Drifting to my feet and settling just like sediment. Coasting and walking down this road called life blindly. Foolishly hoping for purpose to come and find me. In the depths of depression is where I've been residing. That or in my room under my covers just hiding.
I wish I was dead and cold. I wish I was dead.
Put me in the grave today. Black suit, red bouquet. Too scared to leave, but too tired to stay. Bullet in the chamber will stop all of the pain. Blood on the wall drips just like red rain. Feel my soul seep out with each line from the blade. No one sings along to the songs that I have made. Deep in thought like Socrates, I am not your property. Treated like a mockery, glad no one is stopping me. Not when you should idolize, this is my final goodbye. But if I ever hurt you, I truly apologize.
I wish I was dead and cold. I wish I was dead.